it depends on my mood, you know, like, because sometimes I'm in the mood for Evil Dead 1. Sometimes I'm in the mood for Evil Dead 2.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm in the mood for the reboot. Sometimes I'm in the mood for the TV show. And it's funny because, like, I've seen the franchise beginning to end so many times now because I've had so many people in my life close to me who they hear about Evil Dead and they're like, oh, I've never seen Evil Dead, or I've only seen one or two of the movies. And I'm like, we should binge them. And, like, I binge them. And, like, it was funny because I had a friend of mine, like, literally the other week, she's like, thank you for introducing me to Evil Dead. I love this franchise. Mm-hmm. And I was like, thank you for entertaining me and my borderline obsession with this franchise. But it's hard to say.
Like, yeah, because there's not a bad entry to the franchise.
No, and it's like, even though...
there's not a bad Evil Dead movie or show.
Even
or
though I talk trash about Army of Darkness, I still like Army of Darkness to an extent. Maybe because of the hype, currently Rise is number one for me. It's like just a smidge above Fede's movie. And we all know how much I love Fede's 2013 movie. And I think what makes me like this one a little bit more is I get the mix of the brutality of, like, Evil Dead 1 and the reboot. But I also get two things I've been wanting more of out of this franchise, which is, and so at least in terms of the films, characters that you feel more for, that you get attached to more, and they do a much better job of getting to know them, because the 2013 film does a better job than previous entries of getting to know the characters, but it still could have been better, especially because, like I said, I've read the script. And there's a lot from the script that they cut out of letting you get to know the characters and getting to like them. And Rise was like, we're not going to take too much time, but we're going to take just enough time to get to know them.
Yeah.
And I appreciated that. And then I also appreciate the fact that the Deadites are brutal and vicious, but also funny and sadistic. Like, I really, really liked the dialogue from the Deadites in this one a lot, and what they did and how terrifying they were. So those two things specifically are the main reasons why Rise might, pun intended, cause it to have risen to the top for me out of the rest of the franchise. And then everything else, it's like a three-way tie between Evil Dead 1, Evil Dead 2, and the reboot. The TV show, I'm going to say by default, is king.
Yeah.
Because I do like Ash. And, you know, I love the dynamic between Ash and Kelly and Pablo. And then eventually Brandy. And I can't wait to see them again, because I'm hoping we get to see them again. But bias aside, because that is definitely biased, because Ash. So bias aside, Rise is number one for me, and then everything else is tied, and then Army of Darkness is at the bottom.
And that doesn't surprise me.
I just gotta specify, and I'll make this quick, because I don't want to turn this into an Army of Darkness bash fest, because I do like Army of Darkness, and if I didn't, I wouldn't have t-shirts, I wouldn't have toys, I have a replica of the freaking goblet that he drinks, for crying out loud. So, like, If I didn't like Army of Darkness, I wouldn't have, I'm knocking stuff over, I wouldn't have all this. All right, I'm going to just put it over here. I wouldn't have all of this stuff. But me personally, as a huge fan of the franchise, I view Evil Dead as horror first and comedy second. And because Evil Dead 1 is a serious horror movie.
Yeah.
Evil Dead 2 is still serious, but it has some comedy in it. And then Army of Darkness, I feel, got a little too goofy. And there's even, and if you want to edit this in, you can edit this in, there's footage out there of, there was a documentary from 2018 where they were talking about the making of the film, and a guy that worked on the movie while on set went up to Sam and said, hey, this doesn't entirely feel like Evil Dead, it's missing something. And then when they were promoting the movie in the 90s at Fangoria and other conventions, you had fans straight up say to Bruce while he was running, he's like, they were like, this doesn't really feel like Evil Dead. And Bruce was like, So it's like, I like it. I do like it, but I see comments from people online where they talk about the 2013 film or this film, or even Ash vs. Evil Dead. I've seen this complaint surprising about the TV series where they're like, oh, it doesn't feel like the original movies. And it's like, no, it does. You're thinking of Army of Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't think it's fair to judge post Army of Darkness entries based off of just Army of Darkness when it's like we have Evil Dead 1 and 2. And that's just my stance. And that's just how I feel. And that's mm-hmm. the reason why Evil Dead 1 and 2 to me are the blueprint for basing other entries off of. And that's the reason why I really liked the reboot in this one. And this movie feels like if you took Evil Dead 1, 2, and the reboot and put it in a blender and you got this gorgeous, goopy, disgusting, fun cocktail of those. Mm-hmm. And I also, the way I look at it is if the 2013 film is more in line with the original movie, this is more in line with Evil Dead 2.
Yeah.
Is how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my long-winded two cents on all that. So
I would say mine from least favorite to favorite would be the 2013 movie. I'm sorry, I've only seen it once, and the one time I watched it, it was buffering all the time. I'm sorry. I need to rewatch it. I meant to rewatch
it. You've seen it once?
I've seen it once.
Would you see it in theaters?
No, because I was 12. I watched it at home during quarantine, and it buffered on Netflix every 2 minutes.
Well, no wonder it's at the bottom. You had a terrible experience.
I need to rewatch it. My boyfriend still hasn't seen it, so we might watch it together.
What you guys need to do is watch the unrated extended cut.
Yeah, that's the version I have on DVD.
Oh, okay.
I bought it on DVD, even though I've only seen it once, and it's my least favorite.
You haven't opened it yet?
I opened it. I looked inside and stuff. It's just the disc. There was nothing fun inside.
You didn't watch it yet?
I didn't watch it yet, but I plan to. Maybe that'll be the first movie I watch in my new house. Maybe.
Watch that and watch all the way to the end of the credits.
Yeah. I've seen that.
The extended version?
I've seen Bruce's cameo at the very end of the credits.
Because there's something else in the extended cut only.
Is it the truck picking her up?
Maybe.
I think it is. I think I've seen that. I would say my in fifth place would be Army of Darkness because, you know, it's Evil Dead, but it doesn't like feel Evil Dead.
I'm hoping that ranking changes once you rewatch the 2013 film.
I would say probably in fourth place would be Ash versus Evil Dead.
Really?
Yeah. It's like it's good, but there's a lot of. Like, at its core, I enjoy it, but there's some stuff in it that I just don't enjoy that much.
That's totally fair.
Yeah.
That's totally fair.
I would say in third place, Evil Dead Rise, because I really enjoyed this. Second place, Evil Dead 2.
I knew Evil Dead 1 was going to be one.
And Evil Dead 1 is my favorite.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. It's too important for...
I totally get that.
As a creative person to not have it as my number one. Evil Dead 2 was my favorite. Evil Dead 2 is my favorite horror movie, but it's not my favorite Evil Dead movie.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That tracks. I get that.
Yeah. So that's my ranking.
It's a minus what's at the bottom. It's a great ranking.
I will rewatch it and I will give it as thorough of a play-by-play as this. And we can do an episode discussing it, and I'll walk you through my viewing of it, because I know you'll have a lot of input.
This is the 10th anniversary of that film too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know we already passed like the theatrical release day, but
yeah,
I don't know, once I get things sorted out, I'll watch it.
No, I know
I'll do a good old recap, and then we'll talk about it on here.